Good afternoon. The circulation around a broad area of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere over the Canadian Maritimes continues to produce a brisk northwest wind flow across interior New York and New England. Energy also rotating around this disturbance is producing a fair amount of cloud cover, although the sunshine is breaking through from time to time, especially in the valleys. In these locations, we'll see temperatures climb into the middle and upper 40s for afternoon highs, with some lower 50s across the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. Across the higher terrain, the day will be dominated mostly by cloud cover, and there is the risk of a passing sprinkle or even snow shower at the high peaks, and temperatures will stay in the lower to middle 40s. Skies will gradually clear out tonight as high pressure builds in, and temperatures will dip back into the upper 20s and lower 30s. This will set us up for more sunshine during the day on Wednesday as that high settles in overhead. Still, it will be a bit brisk and certainly chilly for this time of year, with highs in the mid-40s once again. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a storm system evolving out of the middle of the country and heading through the Great Lakes and in our direction. Skies will gradually cloud up overnight Wednesday night, and by Thursday morning, precipitation will be on our doorstep, but primarily off to the west in central and western New York in the form of mixed precipitation or snow. Temperatures will start off close to freezing Thursday morning, so the morning drive could be a bit difficult with some mixed precipitation, especially in western sections. Then, as the precipitation heads through the rest of interior New York and New England, we'll see mainly a cold rain as readings climb into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still, the higher terrain will hang on to frozen precipitation and even some wet snow that could accumulate through the early and mid part of the afternoon. We'll keep track of this as the situation unfolds through the middle of the week. Either way, it looks a bit unsettled Friday and into the upcoming weekend, with scattered showers on Friday afternoon and showers moving back into the picture late in the day on Saturday. Highs will be in the upper 40s Friday afternoon and back to the lower 50s on Saturday. Another disturbance could bring a few showers on Sunday before we dry it out for Monday, Halloween, with temperatures back into the lower and middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of far northern Oklahoma to the middle Missouri Valley. Lower to mid-60s dew point temperatures are forecast to characterize the developing warm sector in this region, while modest westerly winds will keep the air well mixed into the mid-levels. This should establish seasonably strong instability in the region during the afternoon. Meanwhile, effective shear on the order of 25 to 40 knots combined with the buoyancy will support some conditional severe potential from the afternoon into the evening hours. While isolated severe hail and wind will be most likely to accompany this activity, the risk for a brief tornado cannot be ruled out. And Major Hurricane Seymour is located about 565 miles south-southwest of the southern tip of Baja California in the eastern Pacific Ocean. Seymour has maximum sustained winds of 115 miles per hour, and additional strengthening is expected today. But Seymour is forecast to begin weakening tomorrow as the hurricane remains over the open waters of the Pacific. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 17 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-50s, Boston sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower and highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low, 37. The record high 77 set in 1963, and the record low 19 in 1981. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:57 p.m., 10 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with passing rain and snow showers possible today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. for the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy and windy with a passing rain or snow shower today and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, seasonably cold, mid-40s. On Thursday, it looks like we'll start off the day with a mix of snow, some sleet, and rain, with precipitation changing over to a cold rain in most places in the afternoon, remaining wet snow across the highest terrain, upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered rain showers Friday in the upper 40s. Increasing clouds again on Saturday with a chance of a late day shower, lower 50s. Still the risk of showers on Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the lower to mid 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds on Monday with highs in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.